For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 4,500 firefighters continue to battle the car fire in Northern California, which has left six dead, destroyed more than 1,000 homes, and burned 142,000 acres. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosenko says many families were evacuated.
We've displaced nearly 40,000 plus people. There's been about 1,300 plus homes that have been destroyed. But on the good part, we've repopulated many areas and got people back into their homes as quickly as possible. And this has been the largest and most destructive fire in Shasta County history, and I believe about the sixth in California.
Governor Jerry Brown says it was a humbling experience to see the destruction up close.
We're pretty smart, we're pretty rich, but relative to nature and its complexities, we're all students and we have to learn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer. Now, get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's important to keep economic and political pressure on North Korea to make sure it gives up its nuclear weapons. He's been talking with other diplomats at a meeting in Singapore.
I've also emphasized the importance of maintaining diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea to achieve the final fully verified denuclearization of the DPRK, as agreed to by Chairman Kim.
Pompeo tweeted that he delivered a letter from President Trump in response to a letter from Kim Jong-un that he received last week. Neil Stanage, White House columnist for The Hill, says there's evidence North Korea is actually enhancing some of its weapon systems.
President Trump was making a lot of his famous summit with Kim Jong-un. He has argued that his new approach has advanced the cause of peace and denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. So any evidence that runs counter to that is a problem for the Trump administration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities in Iowa are continuing their search for a missing college student. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the latest.
The search continues for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Iowa. Now, police have been very tight-lipped as far as what clues and what leads they may have on the case. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington says there are people of interest that the police are certainly speaking with.
They've had several or more persons of interest. One that they've looked at specifically is a hog farmer. They brought him in, from what we understand, for questioning. They also asked him to take a polygraph. Yesterday, I went out to that farm, spoke with that person, that hog farmer, and asked him would he take the polygraph, and he emphatically said no.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The economy continued to add new jobs at a steady pace last month, while the unemployment rate was down to 3.9%. John Clemens has more.
The economy added 157,000 jobs in July as compared to 248,000 for June. Cody Parkinson is with the Labor Department.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 157,000 in July, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%. Employment increased in professional and business services, in manufacturing, and in health care and social assistance.
Prior to this year, the last time the jobless rate was this low was during the year 2000. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.